Joining us over the phone this morning, Mr. Dave Walsh, play-by-play voice of the Wyoming Cowboys. Good morning, Mr. Walsh. How are you today?
Well, good morning, guys. Doing well. Have a great day here. How about you?
Absolutely spectacular day, it looks like. And
good.
It's always a treat when we get to talk to you, Dave. We appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your day. And by golly, it's been a weird last couple of months for sports in general. And, of course, as someone like yourself who is right in the thick of things as a play-by-play announcer, you're looking down the road as to what's coming up in the summer and the fall. If you wouldn't mind, just kind of give us a bit of an overview of maybe what you've noticed and maybe what's on your mind as far as what you anticipate or hope to see here over the next couple of months.
Well, you know, that's a great question. And you know, this pandemic has affected everything, obviously, and it's thrown everything, put a big question mark on everything. So we're just like everybody else. We're kind of waiting to find out if and when we're going to open up. You know, apparently Monday here in Wyoming, they'll be allowed to have crowds of 250 or more. That's one thing I did notice coming up. So that helps a bit. But, you know, guy, I noticed yesterday, 100 days? So 99 days until the first football game. And what's going to happen in those 99 days as far as, you know, what's going on in the world and the pandemic and all that, I have no idea. I don't know that anybody does. However, folks are preparing around here like September 5th is a go. And against Weber State, we're all kind of assuming that that is what's on tap. That's still there. And there's going to be a filtering in of players coming back here. I think they can only have, 30 at a time coming back in town, I heard. So that's kind of going on as far as football is concerned. Basketball, it's a whole new era that has begun, and I think that's kind of exciting. Jeff Linder in charge now for Wyoming men's basketball, and he's quite a coach, guys. He's had great success everywhere he's been and seems like a great fit. He has made a number of signings. He signed a number of players already, and I don't know how he did that during these times. I don't know how coaches can recruit and be effective in that regard, but they do, and they are effective, and certainly Jeff Linder appears to have been quite effective recruiting. So we're just kind of in a wait-and-see mode right here, I think, more than anything, just hoping that, you know, we move forward and the less effect of the virus and we can get going when we're scheduled to on September 5th. That's kind of the way things are moving around here, just kind of a wait-and-see, but yet working to be prepared if everything does go off on time.
You know, Dave, we just spoke with one of our local high school football coaches about what they're doing for spring workouts and kind of remotely doing it and gathering via Zoom to get together and how a lot of these high school football players are working out at home with whatever they have, whether they're bench pressing a younger sibling or putting a goat on their shoulders and squats, you know, so a little bit of everything. So from a collegiate standpoint, what are the Wyoming Cowboys doing right now when, as you mentioned, the whole team can't get together and do any sort of spring workout?
Same. I know they've, the coaches have been in constant contact with the players in their hometowns or wherever they are, and working out workouts, getting workouts scheduled, and keeping track in that regard. Very much like your high school coaches, except you know they're kind of in the same proximity. These Wyoming players are scattered all over the place, of course, but I do know that the coaches have been in contact. They've actually been getting those workouts going and doing well in that regard. And again, I think on Monday they can start bringing in players and a certain amount of time, kind of building up toward that fall season. Now, you know, again, there's all kinds of rules that used to be in place. I'm not so sure, and nobody's quite sure what's going to happen. Used to be you could have 15 workouts before your first game in the fall, right? I don't know if that's going to be the same, if they're going to allow schools or allow teams to have more workouts when they bring them back, you know, earlier and to get ready for the fall. So that's, again, that's kind of still up in the air. But players are coming back. I do understand that starting Monday, they will be gathering, getting back here in Laramie, and all the social distancing and all that's going to have to take place, and that's going to be interesting to see how that all works out.
Dave, this next question, I'm going to have my gold goggles on. I hope that's all right. And when it comes to the Cowboys, I have a lot of feelings. And so when it comes to this particular offseason, there's going to be so many unknown challenges that really don't become apparent until in the middle of the season. I'm talking about chemistry and camaraderie and organization of coaching staffs and things like that. I guess I feel like looking at the Wyoming staff and the players that are coming back, I don't know that I've seen a team in more prepared to handle something like this in the last 30 years than this one coming back. Would you agree with that?
I think so. I think they're set. The coaching staff is well, Coach Bowl is such an outstanding leader and organizer. I think when the time comes to where it's time to go out on the field and play a game, the Cowboys will be ready. I mean, I'm just basing that on what I've seen in the past. This is a well-coached outfit. I think that Craig Bohl and his staff will have everything laid out. In fact, I understand there's a number of different plans. You know, they don't know exactly what's going to go on here. So, got a number of plans, and I think this team is built to come back. If you just look at the roster, everybody's back on offense except for those receivers. Lost a couple of receivers, but there's all three running backs, and we're going to have Sean Chambers, I think, is a name that we're going to talk a lot about, of course, after he missed the last few games last year. But he's back and healthy and looks just as fantastic as he ever has. So I think there's a great excitement there. But I do think this team is built to come back, and I think they will be successful. Just because of the very nature and the very nature of the leadership, I think will bode well for this Cowboy team. Now, defensively, you know, you lose a couple of guys in that front seven that were drafted in the NFL, and you're going to have to replace those guys. But I think the Cowboys are pretty solid on defense. I think that's one thing that Craig Bohl has made sure of and has really established here is that Wyoming is going to be good defensively. And it's just been a matter of getting that offense going here. And it sure looks like that's going to be the case as well. When you have two quarterbacks, I think that if Williams is the backup, there's a guy that has a lot of playing experience, had a great bowl game. And I think the Cowboys are really, well, they look good as far as personnel is concerned. And they're going to have that great Cowboy attitude coming in, and they'll be ready. They'll be ready to go, and I'm excited about this particular team. I'm like you. I think this particular team has a chance to be really good.
Well, the front four on their schedule, David, is really interesting to me. You start with a home opener against Weber State, and you can't overlook them because they're always good in their league, and they're a solid team to open up. And then you go at Louisiana. Of course, you have that big one hosting Utah in week three, and then at Ball State. And I kind of like that front four that gives Wyoming a chance to not only settle in but face some really good, tough competition out of the gate as well heading into the conference.
Oh, it's going to, it's a great schedule. And as I think someone mentioned that all the teams the Cowboys will play here in Laramie played in a bowl game last year. Is that right? I think I heard they were bowl eligible at least. So, it is a tough schedule. And I think Wyoming will be ready. That Weber State game is always interesting. There have been a couple of occasions where these so-called FCS teams have come in and beaten Wyoming. We've seen that happen. So, they'll be ready for them. It is a difficult schedule. All those teams, Utah's very good, as we know, and I like it. I just think it's a great schedule this year, and I like the home games. Love having Boise State here, Utah State here, Air Force, San Diego State. All it's gonna be a great year, great schedule, and looking forward to it.
Dave's. Looking at some of the makeup of this team, and you talked about the Cowboys having kind of a defensive mentality, and that stems from Coach Bohl. But I got to be honest, I look at what's coming back, and the things that stand out to me are on the offensive side of the ball. I look at the offensive linemen that are coming back and the ones that were recruited, and, man, I remember back when Joe Taylor was the coach, one of the things that he lamented all the time was trying to recruit depth on the offensive line, and, boy, it seems like the Cowboys are going to be potentially loaded there this year. And they bring back all the running backs, led by Xavien Vallade, of course, and then those two quarterbacks we talked about, Sean Chambers and Levi Williams. I look at the line, the running back room, and the two quarterbacks, and it's kind of easy to get excited.
Yeah, it really is. I'm old school, you know, guys. So I'm just a firm believer that, and I don't know if this is old school or not. I think it's just basic football. It all starts up front. And how well that offense performs, really, most of it depends on the work and of the offensive line. Let's face it. All eight offensive linemen who started games last year are back. So that bodes well. And there's a couple of really quality, quite a few really quality players in that group. If you said a true stable of running backs, when you put in Titus Swen, and of course you mentioned Vallade, and there's just a great depth there with Trey Smith as well. And then the two quarterbacks, you know, a lot of people say, well, when you have two quarterbacks, you have none. I don't believe that, and I don't believe that they will be switching time. Now, I could be totally wrong here. I do think there will be an established starter and an established backup. So, it's just the receiving core. There's going to be a couple of young receivers that are going to have to step up, obviously. But that offense looks really good. And as you said, Wyoming is going to be good on defense. Gotten better each year under Craig Bohl. That's his deal. That's his side of the ball, so to speak. And he's made it very apparent that Wyoming is going to be good defensively. You know, there's special teams come into play here. Got to find a kicker. Have one, but that's going to be an area where there will be some consternation, I would think, possibly from time to time. So anyway, it's that offensive side looks really good, and it's all based up front, guys. And when you have all eight of your offensive linemen back, that's a good sign.
Dave Walsh, play-by-play voice to the Wyoming Cowboys. Dave, thanks so much for your time. With how everything has gone in the last couple months, boy, can we not wait to hear you on the radio this fall calling some Cowboy football.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Yeah, it's going to be a different season, isn't it? And it's going to have a lot more meaning to it, I think, for many reasons. And looking forward to it. And Dal, Duke, thanks so much for having me on. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. That's Dave Walsh, play-by-play voice of the Wyoming Cowboys. First Bank Sports Friday.